WhatsApp.
Stop what you're doing. Here is another world famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Yes.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
Okay, let's just quickly talk about mattress health.
You know, I love these kinds of conversations, these grown-up chats.
People talk about mental health all the time. Do you talk about mattress health?
We don't.
Do you flip your mattress?
No, I've got a no-turn.
You're a no-turn mattress. Ooh.
I'm a big girl.
Grown and sexy.
Okay. You happy with your mattress?
I'm happy with my mattress, yes. I was proud of myself about 2 years ago. I bought a new bed for the first time in 10 years.
Fantastic.
So that's great, and it's still going
strong.
It's an
investment.
Absolutely. Grudge purchase, but when you have it...
Oh, best thing ever.
You ask yourself, why didn't I get this sooner?
Totally
right. Totally right. So this is what happened here in the prank. So set up by Elise. I'm calling Mr. Pinar. So now, I won't mention the place where they bought a bed. Mm-hmm. But they bought a bed. Mm. And this bed, after 1 year, just over a year, what a problem to have.
It had a ditch.
No, the bed is squeaking.
Oh, no. Not ideal.
This has just arrived from the comedy gods, you know.
So he's getting good use out of it.
So anyways, he's complained about it, mm-hmm. because it's a new bed, shouldn't be doing this. Mm. And someone has come out to assess the bed. Mm. So now they're waiting for a follow-up call. Mm. Enter me.
Darby Skooman.
I'm Darby Skooman.
And you're not bringing any Q10 with you.
All right. So let's see how we resolve this issue. Remember what I always say when I do a customer complaint issue? What is the thing?
The customer is always wrong.
Correct. Yes.
Plot twist.
Let's dive in.
Hello.
Mr. Pinar, Darby Skooman here. I'm calling you from Ebelaat.
Yes, Mr. Skooman.
I'm calling regarding your query for the replacement of the bed.
Yes.
What has been the problem with the bed?
Okay, you had someone that came and had a look at the bed.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
The bed is making a horrible squeaking noise. Now, especially on my wife's side, where she lies.
Yes.
It's making like a squeak, 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 squeaking noise. So this guy came and he had a look at it and he pressed his hands against the bed and he could hear this squeaking noise that's coming from the thing. Mm. And also on both sides, the actual bed, you can see the bed is falling in. You know, that bed is not even a year old. We turn that bed as regularly as possible. We turn the bed.
So what happens in these instances sometimes is when the bed is has to deal with too much action. It's, you know, it's...
What is the excess action in a year's time? What will that bed look like in 9 years' time?
Yeah, it'll
How's
be finished.
Excess action.
No, you
sleeping
see...
every night is not excess action.
No, I mean other kind of action, sir.
Like what?
You know...
Like me and my wife pampering on each other, what?
Yes, sir.
This is unbelievable.
Sir, let me explain. A bed is kind of like a motor car. You need to run it in first. You know, like with a motor car, you run it in for the first 30,000 Ks or whatever?
No, you don't. A new car, you don't have to run it in. I'm a service manager at a Toyota dealer.
So I can't believe you didn't know this, because there is a running in stage.
I can't believe what you're saying. This bed...
No, believe it, sir. I can't believe our salesman didn't offer you the new bed plan. This is insurance for the first year or for the first 25, whichever comes first.
You know what? No one on that bed says, please don't on the bed for 10 days, or don't do this on the bed for 10 days, or don't do that on the bed.
So, well, once a week is good for at least the first year on a new bed.
So, in that week, we weren't supposed to have any sex.
So, my guy that went out to come and see the bed.
Yeah.
Have you heard that you can buy plastic sheeting for the bed? Because
my friend, that bed is in an excellent condition. You can come and have a look at yourself. There's no marks or nothing on that bed.
No, because he did notice that perhaps there were a lot of wee stains on the bed.
Like what stains?
Wee stains. Oh. So do you have like a weak bladder perhaps at night?
No, I haven't.
So bedwetting things, nothing to be ashamed of. I must just say, just advice from my side. Don't drink anything after 10 p.m. and please just go for a whiz before you jump into bed.
You know what, now? I can't believe that you're even mentioning that. And it's really pathetic.
Well, sir, I agree with you. A 45-year-old man that still pits the bed is quite pathetic. Maybe you should wear nappies.
Who said so?
You can actually speak to Elise. Hello, Elise.
Hello, Lissy.
Bliksem. Ach, you're Bliksem,
Wackhead. Thank you, Wackhead.
Wackhead?
Yeah.
I'm going to smack your white ass. Yes, I just knew something was wrong.
Yeah. Guys, it's plain and simple. You got to run a bit in.
Yeah,
agreed. Agreed.
You can't just go hit it Kama Sutra every page within the first year. Come on. Do I have to explain everything?